Hello mga kababayan! Ika-89 yugto na po natin ngayon sa Usapang Pinoy, hatid po sa inyo ng Georgia Asian Times. Ako po si Jane Rowland, ang inyong podcaster. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig sa Usapang Pinoy at maraming salamat sa mga bumibisita sa Usapang Pinoy Podcast Facebook group page. Ang ating pong yugto ngayon ay tungkol sa bone marrow transplant. Alam po ninyo, ito ang napaka-importanteng topic dahil napakarami pong Asians, especially children, ang nahihirapang maghanap ng match tungkol sa transplant dahil po lalong-lalo na ang mga bata, mga Asian kids po. So this is a very important topic. Ang ating pong bisita ngayon ay si Melinda Garrington ng NMDP, which is formerly known as the National Marrow Donor Program and Be the Match. It is a non-profit organization founded in 1987. Ngunit bago ko pa siya tawagin, narito muna ang mga importanteng anunsyo. Unang-una po, on Saturday, April 12 from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., Saranay Club of Greater Atlanta will hold its annual family Easter picnic at North Mount Carmel Park, 307 Carmel Road, Northampton, Georgia. Please bring a dish to share. Pangalawa po naman, sa April 19th, Saturday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., the Filipino-American Association of Greater Atlanta invites you to its spring picnic at Picnicville Park, 4758 Old Peachtree Road at Peachtree Corners, 30071. Ganun din po sa Sunday, April 20th, is another Easter celebration ng Bayanihan of Columbus, Georgia, which will be held at Idle Hour Park, 900 Airport Road, Phoenix City, Alabama, 36367. Ngayon naman po, another reminder, nominations for the Georgia Asian Times 25 Most Influential Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders in Georgia is still open. Reminder po na deadline for nominations is April 15th and please go to www.gasiantimes.com for to complete your nominations. At naman po, panghuli, sa Sabado, May 10, 2025 from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m., Georgia Asian Times holds the annual Georgia Asian Times AAPI Summit in celebration of the Asian American Pacific Islander Heritage Month at the UGA Gwinnett Lawrenceville. Tickets are available at simpletix.com/e/GAT-AAPI Summit 2025. Mahahanapan po ninyo yun. Basta pupunta lang po kayo sa simpletix.com at sa Georgia Asian Times. Ngayon po, ako'y magbabalik upang ihandog sa inyo ang ating bisita. Welcome back mga kababayan. Ngayon po, please help me welcome to Usapang Pinoy, Melinda Garrington, who is an account manager for NMDP. NMDP is formerly known as National Marrow Donor Program and Be the Match. NMDP is a nonprofit organization founded in 1987 that operates a registry of volunteer hematopoietic, I don't know if I pronounced it correctly, cell donors and umbilical cord blood units in the United States. Welcome, Melinda. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Can you tell our audience about who you are and what you do?
Yeah, so NMDP, we manage the National Stem Cell Registry. We're a registry of over 43 million donors willing to donate their stem cells to patients with blood cancers and blood diseases. Many people don't realize there's a cure for things like leukemia, lymphoma, sickle cell. It's a stem cell transplant. Unfortunately, it's extremely difficult to find a match. It's based on your ethnicity as opposed to your blood type.
Well, thank you for letting us know about that. So who is in NMDP and what exactly do they do?
So what we do is we try to help patients find matching donors, find those donors that can provide them with their life-saving stem cell or marrow transplant.
Okay. So you've been working with a local patient which is how you and I got together and got connected. Can you tell us a little bit about Hannah and her journey to find a match?
Absolutely. So Hannah is a vibrant 9-year-old girl, absolutely adorable. She's Japanese. She was recently diagnosed with severe aplastic anemia, and unfortunately, her only cure is a stem cell transplant. Hannah's been receiving blood transfusions just to keep her well until we can find her perfect match and get her to transplant. And unfortunately, the blood transfusions have not, they've been very difficult for Hannah. So we're really working hard to get Hannah to life-saving transplant. And by doing that, we're just trying to build the registry and find that match for Hannah.
Okay. And what makes it so difficult to find a match specifically for Hannah?
That's a great question. As I mentioned earlier, matches are based on your ethnicity. They have a genetic component to them. So if a donor is lucky enough to come up as a match for a searching patient, they're going to match a patient who shares their same ethnic background. And Hannah being Japanese, currently only 9% of the donors on our registry identify as Asian American and Native Hawaiian Pacific Islander. So oh, it's wow. our goal at and of the 43 million, it's only 9%, which, as you can imagine, makes it extremely difficult. So it's our goal at NMDP to not only build our registry, but diversify the registry to ensure that all searching patients have that same opportunity at finding their life-saving match.
Oh, wow. So is it true? Well, I think you have explained it in this answer. My next question is about the difficulty of finding the match for Asian patients. And if so, why is that? Why is it difficult? I think you responded, but because of the number of registrants, is that correct?
Yes, it's because of the percent of donors on our registry that identify as specific ethnicities is what makes it so difficult for certain ethnicities to find that match. And specifically, the AANHPI group only represents 9% of the donors on our registry right now.
Thank you for letting us know. So then it is important. The goal is to spread the word because the Asian community is not really aware of this. Is that, am I making the right assumption?
Yes, I think so. I think that, you know, one of the biggest things is education. And, you know, if someone doesn't know who we are, it's kind of a good thing. That means they've never needed us. But unfortunately, we want everybody to know who we are so that they can help those searching patients that do need us. So educating the community is our first step in really building the registry. So things like we're doing right now is a great way to share NMDP.
That's great. Now, do you have any idea of how rampant are the blood diseases in the Asian community?
I don't have any statistics on that. I only have, you know, the statistics that we have when a patient gets to the point where they're in need of a stem cell or marrow transplant.
Okay. All right. Maybe that's one of the other things that we need to research then. What are some ways we can help to support Hannah and other searching patients within our community? And my follow-up question is, how many cases do we actually have in Atlanta, if you know?
So exactly what we're doing right now is what we really need to be doing is just sharing NMDP, sharing Hannah's story, just educating friends, family, and community on the need for donors to join the registry. And I think if I understood your last question, I don't know how many patients we have right now locally. All patients don't always come through to me, so I know at any given time we have a number of searching patients. Hannah just happens to be a local patient who came to us for support to help build the registry and find donors within their community. So that's why we're working closely with Hannah and her family.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for what you do for her and for the community. I also noticed that your title is account manager for Alabama and Georgia. So what is the jurisdiction of NDMP? As in, is it national?
So we are in all 50 states and Mexico.
Oh, wow. That's
yeah,
great.
So and I cover Georgia, Alabama, and a lot of what we do, because the ideal donors are 18 to 25 years old, a lot of our partnerships are with colleges and universities, just to educate and encourage those young, healthy college students to join the registry. So that's a lot of the partnerships we have and a lot of the work we do is on college and university campuses.
That's great. That's great to know. So how can someone join the registry?
Joining the registry takes about 5 minutes. It's a simple cheek swab. Donors join online or on their phone. So they register on their phone and then they request to have a kit shipped to them in the mail. When they get the kit, they'll just swab their cheek, drop it back in the mail. It's postage paid. And what this does is it puts them on that registry with the other 43 million donors. So when doctors are searching that registry, if they're lucky enough to come up as a match for a searching patient, they would be notified and told the age and diagnosis of that patient. So they might say you've matched a four-year-old boy with leukemia, and they would go on to donate specifically to that patient. So it's a very unique opportunity. If someone does come up as a match, they're likely the only hope for that patient. It's not like doctors are searching and finding multiple matches. We're lucky to even just find one. So it's really a great opportunity if a donor does come up as a match. They are truly likely the only hope for that patient.
Saving a life, that's very important.
Yes, absolutely.
So what is the process to donate, and will it cost the donor anything to donate?
That is a great question. Probably the most common question that I get, and I love to address that. There are two ways to donate. The most common is the blood stem cell donation. It's called peripheral blood stem cell. It's similar to donating platelets and plasma. Stem cell is the process that's used 90% of the time. So most donors are donating the stem cell process. 10% of the time, bone marrow might be requested. And this is where donors cringe a little bit when they hear bone marrow, but no need to cringe. It's not like you've seen on TV or in the movies. It's actually a very simple procedure. It's done in a medical facility. The donor's under anesthesia because they do use a needle to draw the marrow from the lower back. There's no stitching, no scarring. Donors go home the same day, and it takes just about 30 minutes. Typically, if a doctor is asking for marrow, it's for an infant or a pediatric patient. So most commonly, our donors are donating the stem cells through that process similar to blood donation. And then it will never cost donors anything. That's another common question that we get. And that goes back to the fact that if someone does come up as a match, they're likely the only hope for that patient. So it's our mission at NMDP to ensure that we get those life-saving cells to that patient. So we cover all medical. If you have to travel, we'll cover travel. We'll cover pet care, lost wages. And if a donor has to travel to donate, I like to say it's an all-inclusive trip for them and a friend with a little medical procedure thrown in, because we'll cover all of that. So never a cost to the donor.
Oh, wow. This is very, very educational, because I've never heard of this before. And I really appreciate the opportunity for you to let us know of this information, for me to be able to share it with our listeners. For those who are listening right now that want to join, how can they join?
We would love to have them join. If you are between the ages of 18 and 40, you're eligible to join the registry. All you have to do is text Team Hannah, and that's Hannah with one N, T-E-A-M-H-A-N-A, no spaces, to the number 61474. You just follow the steps on the screen. You choose to have a kit shipped to you. You'll receive a kit in the mail. You'll swab your cheeks. You'll drop it right back in the mail, and then you'll be added to the registry. And I also wanted to mention that if someone is joining the registry, they're joining for any searching patient. Although we're honoring Hannah and talking about Hannah sharing her story today, joining the registry, as I mentioned earlier, puts you on that database with the rest of the willing donors that doctors are searching, and that's for all searching patients. So we're hoping that you all join the registry and hopefully get the opportunity to save the life of a searching patient like Hannah.
Well, thank you so very much for being here and sharing that information with us. I really, really, truly appreciate it. With that said, I'm going to let you go. And do you have any final words for us?
I just wanted to say thank you also. I appreciate you giving us the opportunity to be able to reach so many people and share NMDP and share Hannah and the importance to join the registry. So thank you very, very much.
You're very welcome. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Welcome back, mga kababayan. Malaking salamat po sa ating guest na si Melissa Garrington for informing us and educating us about this very noble cause. It is really important to be aware of these needs in our community, so please help spread the word. Ngayon naman po, bago ako magpaalam, narito po ang katuloy ng fun facts about the Philippines na sinimulan natin a few episodes ago. Ang unang-una po, The Philippines is known as the largest supplier of nurses to the world, with over 25% of all nurses in the United States being of Filipino descent. Pangalawa po, the Philippines is the only country in the world where the flag is flown upside down to indicate the state of war. So we're always careful when we display our flags because if you invert it, that means you're at war. And the elders are going to be upset. Ang pangatlo, the Philippines is the second largest producer of coconut products in the world. Locally known as buko, coconut is a top export product of the Philippines. Each year, the country ships around 19.5 million tons of more of coconut fruit. And then, pang-apat po, Filipinos are known for being polite, addressing each other with ma'am or sir. Respect for elders is deeply ingrained, reflected in terms of like ate, kuya, and the use of po or opo when addressing an older person or someone with authority. And yung panglima po, Filipino time. This refers to the cultural phenomenon of Filipinos often arriving late for appointments or events, reflecting their laid-back, relaxed attitude towards time. Yun lang po. Sana po ay nagustuhan ninyo ang ating kabanata ngayon. Salamat po sa patuloy ninyong pakikinig at pagtangkilik sa Usapang Pinoy. At sana po ay lagi kayong makibahagi sa ating usapan. Abangan po ang mga susunod na kabanata at special topics para sa inyo. Maraming salamat po. Hanggang sa muli. Paalam muna sa ngayon. Many fire.